listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with the National News Briefing. NATO has agreed China poses a threat to security and international order during a critical summit overnight. The 30-member alliance will release a new strategic plan considering the threat of Beijing for the first time, while the US will increase its military drills at its Darwin base. The world leaders also declaring Russia is the most direct threat to security and stability. While in Spain for the talks, PM Anthony Albanese met with British PM Boris Johnson for the first time since taking the top job, acknowledging Australia is impacted by Russia's invasion.
We are very proud that we're the largest non-NATO contributor.
We are fantastic.
With 285 million of military support and 65 million of humanitarian support as well.
A power price hike is on the cards today for millions of Australians, but we're being told there's no need to pay it. One Big Switch is warning households some energy retailers are trying to move customers onto plans as high as 32% more than the government price. It's not just iceberg lettuce in short supply. There are now concerns about egg shortages. A winter cold snap has affected free-range egg production as chickens don't lay as much when it's chilly out. It comes as the price of things like transport, packaging and grain has also increased. And expect the newsagents to be busy with one in six Aussies set to buy a ticket in tonight's $60 million Powerball. The NRL returns after last week's Origin bye with Manly hosting Melbourne. A blow for the Storm, though, with Cam Munster being officially ruled out of tonight's clash with the Sea Eagles, while Storm star Brendan Smith is ready to roll into the back half of the season after a test stint with New Zealand. He says returning home to visit family has given him an added boost.
Being able to spend time with all my close mates, it kind of lifted my spirits a bit and feeling really good about it.
In Thursday night footy, it's the Lions and Dogs. Brisbane's Brownlow medalist Lachie Neale admits they've identified where it went wrong for them against the Demons last week. The midfielder says there's a point to prove tonight at the Gabba.
We played shocking last week and Melbourne were really good. I think we got taught a lesson in the hunt. I'd expect a lot more work rate, a lot more ferocity at the ball.
And South Australian footballers mourning the loss of Neil Knuckles Curley, who passed away in a car accident overnight, aged 88. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, patchy showers and a top of 21 for Brisbane, same for the Gold Coast and 20. Sydney, mostly cloudy and 19. Similar skies for Melbourne, 13 the top. A possible early shower for Hobart, a max of 11 degrees. Adelaide, showers easing, a top of 15 and sunny skies for Perth, a max of 19. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
Listener.